Let's talk about family medicine. We're told that they're having more and more trouble filling positions of family doctors. Is this accurate? And do people not want to be family doctors anymore?
Both true. Look, there's all sorts of forces. In the rest of Canada, a lot of them are moving out of family medicine because of the high cost of their overhead of maintaining their office, since they go predominantly into emergency medicine or small procedures and things like that, where they can generate more income, keep their office going. Because don't forget, these are small businesses, right? And the cost of your secretary, of your nurse, of your supplies, of your heating, of your light have all gone up. But the salaries of most physicians has not gone up commensurate. And so that's been a problem. Here in Quebec, there's another factor at work. And the other factor is the delightful way that we're being treated by our government. When you're told you're not working hard enough, even though you're killing yourself to see enough patients, when they tell you that all people are basically just cogs and you should treat them all the same and not spend any time talking to them, you get people are going, no, this is not why I went into medicine. I went into medicine to take care of people. And so you're seeing two trends. Trend number one is kids just aren't going into family medicine anymore because they see in the province of Quebec how badly they're treated. And this is the second or third year in a row when there have actually been vacancies in residency programs for family medicine in the province of Quebec. That has never happened in the past. And the other thing that's happening is a lot of these family doctors who are already practicing are leaving the system. We have probably the highest percentage of family physicians who've left the system and are doing it privately. And people are going to say it's just for the money, but that isn't the case. If you speak to most of the doctors who've left the RAMQ system, left the public system, they say it's because I can't practice medicine. I don't want to spend 10 minutes with a person and next and next and next and next, which is what you're forced to do by the way that things are set up in this province. But if you want to spend time with someone, which is the reason why you went into family medicine and take care of them and figure out the relationship between them and their family and their diseases and everything else, you can't do that in 10 or 15 minutes. And so a lot of people get very frustrated if being forced to work that way. And so they've left family medicine in the public sector to be able to practice real family medicine in the private sector. And that's going to continue to be a problem until the government realizes you need more family doctors, and you need to treat them with respect, and you need to allow them to practice where they want to, and you need to stop penalizing them and treating them as if they're workers in a factory assembly line. Not that I have anything against workers in a factory assembly line, but you're not doing a repetitive action 15 or 20 times a day. Each person is different.
Yes.
What else can I say? This is the truth of the situation, and it's not going to get better rapidly because the government has no concept of what it is to be a true family doctor.
Right. It must be very frustrating because I imagine, from what I understand, there's a lot of paperwork, too. You get
mired
in. Yeah.
In a lot of the provinces, including Quebec, as we've moved to electronic medical records and we've moved towards bureaucracy, there's been a tremendous increase in the amount of paperwork. You'd have thought that going on computer would have minimized the actual workload. It's the exact opposite. I would say that even in the emergency room, I spend about a third of my time during any shift just on the computer, putting in orders, putting in my notes, putting in requests and consultations, requests for radiology. The amount of work that we all have to do outside of taking care of patients has also increased dramatically. Very frustrating if you're trying to take care of people.
Dr. Mitch, thank you.
A pleasure. You have a great day.
You too. That's Dr. Mitch Shulman.